Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitan, giving a mug on, dress like a $1 million, buying things in its cups. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together,
please.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, I do. Tickle me when I say it, but I do. Like I say always, it just is a constant reminder of how good God has been, of all the things he's brought me through, all the challenges he's allowed me to overcome, all the times he's forgiven me, all the times he's allowed me to get it all wrong and turn around and get it right. And I still got a lot of challenges in front of me, still got a lot of changes I probably need to make. So my question to you is, what's stopping you from having the life that you want? What's stopping you from having the life that you want? I don't really know a person that doesn't want a good life for themselves or for their families. Now, I know a lot of people who have been beaten down by the process, who, because of some mistakes and some setbacks, some mishaps, a set of circumstances, sometimes just life just deals them a hand of cards and they just figure it's all defeat. I know a lot of people who have given up on achieving the life of their dreams. But I know they'd still want them if they could get to them. But they just allowed to settle for so many reasons. So who I'm talking to is you today. What's really stopping you from having the life that you want? What's really at the core of stopping you? What is that? Is it your friends or your associates? Is it the fear of what you think somebody else will think of you if you decide to change? Is it what I used to call the call of the wow? Is it the fact that you keep thinking that the thing that you're doing that's providing you these momentary moments of pleasure that really ain't really good or healthy for you, you don't want to stop doing that because you've got just a little bit more something else you want to do? I call that the call of the wow. You know, it's just out there. Them streets is calling you. Them lights is calling you. You know, them girls is calling you. Them guys that's on the wrong side keep calling you. You can't seem to make a decision about the right guy. You keep picking the wrong guy all the time. What is it that's stopping you from having the life that you really want to have? So whatever the reason you're choosing, that's the reason that's stopping you from having the life that you want to have. It's no good, because at the end of the day, here's the real deal. See, God is available. And God is available for all of us. And God has a plan for all of us, and God wants the very best for all of us. That's the truth of the matter. So now, what we gonna do to get started having that life? First of all, if it's your friends, I want you to understand something. Your friends can't save you. A lot of your friends offer no real help for you. Most of your friends don't have the answer themselves. I mean, it's just a wide range of reasons. And misery loves company. So usually when your friends are in a bad position, they kind of like company in that bad position. Your friends ain't going to church. You're going to be their friend. They don't really want you to go to church. You know, your friends don't pray. So why would they offer up prayer as a solution to you? You know, your friends don't really, really get the fact that if you treat people better, people would treat you better. So what's that? So your friends are a lot of times the reasons, you know, the peer pressure of what, and then the thought in your mind of what they gonna think once they find out I don't do what they do anymore. Who cares what they think other than you? I mean, really, you can't let what somebody thinks of you stop you from having the best life you wanted to have. If I went by that theory right there, I wouldn't even be on this mic this morning. I would have never become a stand-up. I would have had I listened to the people around me who clearly told me when I quit my job to pursue this, boy, don't you quit your job. You got a family. Boy, don't you do this. You ain't got no bit. That ain't no security in that. Get yourself a job. Go down here and work your brother. Go to work over here. I heard all of that. I didn't let that stop me from pursuing this. Why would you allow that to stop you from pursuing your relationship with God so you can have the best life you could possibly have? You gangbang because they've convinced you that this is the family situation and love that you don't have, and they've convinced you that this is your only way, your only source of getting over. And then you drum up these ignorant reasons, man, for staying with it. But they sound so good when you're listening to everybody else you're surrounded by telling you why we gangbanging, why we holding this block down, why we slanging this thing here right here, why we letting it go like this here. You keep listening to them when all in your heart of hearts you know this ain't right. You already know, but you allow that form of the call of the wild. That wanting to be accepted by a group of people who trying to get you to accept a way so you can further their progress, to even prove that you worthy to be around them, you got to commit some type of crime. To even prove that you worthy to be around them. Then when you get busted on the crime, what happens to that? Where your family at now? They don't come down there to see you because guess what? They can't turn in their ID at the desk at a law enforcement center. So now your homies can't come visit you. And then, you know, your family back out here, they ain't taking care of your family because it's all about them. Then you learn that. What is it that's stopping you from having the life that you always wanted to have? What is it? Why are you a repeat offender? Why do you keep checking yourself back into that institution? Why, man? Why won't you get it together? Why won't you give God a try? Why won't you disassociate yourself? Why would you continue to be a part of a revolving door system and becoming the farm system for these institutions that ain't got nothing for you? But you keep going back in there, and then every time you go in there, and then your little homies or your gangbanging little silly little friends try to make you think that's a badge of honor. There ain't no badge of honor, man. That's one more scratch on that record. That's one more nail in that coffin. That's one step closer to that third strike where you ain't gonna ever get out. It's one step closer to that graveyard. You keep on. Why would you not give God a try? Why would you not go and see what your life could really be? What is it that's stopping you? What is it? Because, see, I got news for you. There's nothing like waking up free. I don't care who you are. There's nothing like waking up with the joy in your heart. Now, if you ain't going to be free, get the joy in your heart. The satisfaction of knowing that you're accomplishing something with your life. Help somebody behind them bars. Get in the program. Show these young cats when they come in a better way. But don't you dare sit there, man, and just ride it out. And, man, just go and get the fullest life that you can have. What you know what it feels like to wake up and be on your way somewhere, knowing that you have something to accomplish, that you can change somebody, that you can stop somebody from going down the road you went down. It's a whole lot of ways to make your life better. But why would you not go and have the best life you can have? What is it that's stopping you? What is it? Really? Really? So you think that Satan really has your best interests at heart? That little thing your mama kept telling you about praying, you wasn't listening, was you? But you know, it ain't ever too late to get back to that. It ain't ever too late to get back to where you're from. It ain't ever too late to go back home. It ain't ever too late to turn around. It ain't ever too late to get your life together. It ain't ever too late to seek God. And it ain't ever too late to pray. Don't forget to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray. And don't be too proud to pray. Because prayer changes things. Prayer changes people too.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Welcome to the ride. Welcome to the ride.
Turn my mic up.
Turn my mic up. Can we say this? Can I say something today, right now?
Say it.
My uncle is out today, and there's a purpose for this. Mm-hmm. Because today is not a day of uplift. Today is not a day of mentoring.
It's not.
Today is not the day for that.
Why not?
Today is a day for straight ignorance. Today is a day for straight foolery. Oh, today is straight up crazy. And we brought in number one crazy to help us get through this day. Do you understand that?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right.
Who might that be?
When you bring in ignorance, fly them in.
Yeah.
On they plane.
Uh-huh.
Just for ignorance.
I hear you.
That's when you're talking about being ignorant today.
Could it be, though?
Let me speak to Shirley Carla, the ladies first. How y'all doing this morning?
Hello.
Hey, Neff.
Good morning, nephew.
Good. Want to say hello to the one and only baddest junior in the world, Junior Spates.
What's going on, Tommy?
Good. Now let's get to it.
Okay.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Because he bigger than his wallet.
Okay.
Well, yeah. No, I take that back. His wallet bigger than him.
Yeah.
His house bigger than him.
Yeah.
His plane bigger than him.
His
cheering is bigger than him.
Yes,
I hate to say it, but his wife is bigger than him.
Yeah.
Good God Almighty. Put your hand. They say the dog at the house bigger than him.
It is.
You understand what I'm saying? Put your hands together.
Woo!
Straight up out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, is it?
They probably going to put him in the Super Bowl come Sunday. The one and only Kevin Hart is in the building.
Yeah. I'm here.
Welcome back.
Before we get started, I want to let everybody know I got my Invisalign in. So... My lisp may get to acting crazy.
It's strong today.
I struggle with some words, with some S's and T's. I'm on tray number 5.
So, me too, Kevin. Yeah,
you're on tray number 5.
I got mine in my bag.
So they're coming together.
Yeah, they coming together. See, my thing, before we get into it, let me explain why I got the Invisalign.
Okay.
You know, I've been doing movies for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Kevin. Swallow your spit.
Because I've been doing movies for quite some time, I was looking at playback on my last movie that I was doing.
Yeah.
And it looked like my bottom row of teeth was having a meeting.
Okay.
And I said, oh, no. We can't
crowd it. It's crowded.
No. I said, we're going to use this shot.
We got to fix that.
They was like, yeah, that's a close-up. I said, well, no. We can't use that. So the next day, I went and got the Invisalign, and I said, I got to get it together, you know.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get veneers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the dude out here with the shoes in his mouth.
The shoes?
Yeah. The what?
The shoes. That white Timberland boot. Yeah. I don't want that in my mouth. Yeah. Yeah, I want a natural smile.
Too
I want to keep mine the way it is.
Right.
You know, I just want the listeners to understand that I got an Invisalign in.
Yeah.
But it's going to be, we're going to have a good time.
Okay, but you're going to spit on us all morning.
No, this mic, y'all got to throw this mic away. Throw this mic away for sure.
I take mine out when we talk, Kevin.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm trying to get this thing fixed in the quickest time possible.
What, you want 4 days?
Huh? Yeah, I thought it was going to be done in a week. I didn't know.
I said fixed.
Look, don't judge me. We're not
All right, listen,
judge.
Kevin Hart is here without the baby. I wanted to see the baby, but we're coming back. You want to take some calls, Kevin?
I will take some calls.
877-29-STEVE. Call Kevin.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, hey.
Hey, welcome back.
We said we're hot.
Yeah, I didn't hear him.
Yeah.
don't know what you and Kevin talking about.
Don't put Kevin's name in it. I love the Lord.
Kevin Hart, our special guest, Steve Harvey, off today. The crew is in. Kevin, you said you wanted to take some calls.
Yes, I do.
All right. So let's go to the phones. Let's go to line one and talk to Angela out of Phoenix City, Alabama.
Angie.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Kevin, I was calling to see if you can do a quick favor for me. If you can tell my eighth grade son, Aiden, please go to school today and don't act like a jackass because I don't have time for it today.
You know what?
Watch your language.
You know
there,
what?
Sir.
You know what? No, that boy deserved that. I know where that's coming from. That's coming from a place of hurt and want. Aiden, you get your behind up and do what your mother told you before she pop you in the back of your neck. That's what you got to do. You got to hit kids.
I will do it.
Yeah, hit them in the back of their neck. That way it doesn't bruise up. Nobody will know what you did, okay?
Oh,
it's a spot that can always be covered up by
the collar.
Yeah, just kids naturally have a dark neck. Yeah, it can always be covered up. You chop that boy in the back of his neck till you get himself together. Aiden, listen to your mother. That's what you do. Go to school. Stop acting like a behind hole.
What did Aiden do? What's he been doing at school?
He was resting his eyes the other day.
That's sleep.
Exactly. Didn't know about the library.
That's bad.
Didn't do what?
Didn't know about the library.
Yeah, didn't know about.
Don't know about the library. Ain't it in the school?
Okay. Exactly.
Okay. So is he going to bed early on time? Are you putting the bed on time? Why? I don't get it.
Where's his daddy?
Is he 13?
He's 13. But that ain't got nothing to do with it. What time is Aiden going to bed?
9:30.
He need to get in there at 8:30 then. He's not gonna be. I'm sorry. I didn't turn him into his daddy.
Why you get upset?
This ain't your son.
You need to eat at 7:30, get his bath, and be to bed by 8:30.
He's not hungry at 7:30.
Well, you're gonna eat and you're gonna get to bed.
Yeah, but you can't force somebody to eat at 7:30.
This ain't your kid.
Yeah.
We're talking about the same person. Don't know where the library is.
I get that, but maybe because you're forcing the boy to eat it, he's weak.
You just slapped him in the back of the neck.
Yeah, well, I slapped him in a place where it ain't gonna show up, so nobody know what you're doing. You force feeding a child and then put him to sleep. The boy waking up at 4 a.m. That's why you put him to bed too early. Everybody know that. That's a common sense problem. I'm a father of three, brother.
I'm a father of three. Where's Aiden's daddy at, baby?
Right here.
Oh, he's actually in the car and his dad right now getting ready to get dropped to school.
Aiden? Hey, Mr. Aiden.
No, his dad is actually Mr. Moore.
Mr. Moore. He right there?
Yes. Well, he's not with me. They're in their own car.
Okay. All right, Angela.
So his dad helped.
He's got a dad.
There's layers to this story. Uh-huh. This one, you got to stop asking questions.
Two different cars. There's a lot happening.
He in the other car.
Uh-huh. It's the way she said.
Why they in the other car? Well, it's some stuff going on, Joey.
It's complicated.
Okay. Yeah, it's complicated.
Right. Thank you, dog.
Thank you, Angela. Let's go to line two and talk to Shaina out of Virginia.
Morning, Shaina.
Hey. Good morning,
Shaina. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing? Good morning, Carla and Strawberry.
Hey,
Shaina.
Hey, girl. I finally got in. Don't be talking about niggas with lips.
Hey, oh, you gotta go.
Bye, Shaina.
You
gotta go, baby.
Wait a second now. Good morning.
Hey, she's gone.
We up now.
Your fans is wrong.
We up now.
Yeah, you hit us with that one.
Kevin, can you tell your fans we're on the radio?
Yeah, we in the radio, guys. Y'all gotta clean up your language, okay?
No N-word.
First of all, my people come from the real rugged and raw. Okay? Yeah, I got some real rugged and raw supporters out here. I'm not going to judge my people coming with the raw authenticity that they're supposed to this morning.
All right, we'll try to take another one. Let's go. Kevin Hart, our special guest this morning. He's family, though. Line three, Alicia out of Baltimore, Maryland.
Alicia, keep it clean. Good morning.
Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning. I had a dream about you.
Oh, man.
The other day. And that me and you was kicking and we was laughing, telling jokes at the essence.
Okay. Well, then that's a dream that I can partake
that's
in.
That's a clean dream.
That's a clean dream.
That's a clean dream.
Yeah. Thank God. Yeah. Thank you for keeping it clean.
60,000,
No. I love it. You know what? Laughter is the medicine that we all need. So if we're doing anything where we're laughing, that means we're healing the souls. And I feel like that's what I do. That's my job. That's what I do at the best of my ability. So any thought that you have that is involving men, involving laughter, and you having a good time, I consider that a good thought. Sweetie, and I appreciate you for thinking of me in the most positive light possible.
No problem. My birthday falls on July 4th, so I was thinking that maybe you can buy my tickets for the Essence.
I am basically a July 6th baby, so we both cancers, right?
We're so sensitive.
Yeah, we definitely are sensitive. So right now I'm about to take my sensitive behind and tell you to go buy your own damn tickets to the Essence Festival. Okay? You go get your own tickets. I'm too sensitive to buy you some tickets. I'm concerned why you're not trying to get tickets to come see me wherever I'm at. So with that being said, you figure it out.
All right, then. Thank you for calling.
Line 4, let's go to Tiffany out of Chester, Pennsylvania.
Uh-oh.
Go Chester, Eagles. PA. Chester, PA.
Uh-huh. Go Eagles.
Morning, Tiffany.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, Tiff. How are you?
Oh, my goodness, Kevin. I love you so much.
Oh,
good morning, crew.
Morning.
Tiffany.
I've been trying to call you guys all morning. I finally got through. I'm on my way to work. I just wanted to call and say good morning to the crew.
I love it. Tiffany, before you go in and get in there to work, I want you to clear your throat.
Yeah, right. You need some coffee or tea or something.
You don't go in there with
that
frog
exactly
in your throat.
That's exactly why I wanted to call. I just want you to say good morning, Sugarfoot.
Good morning to you. I appreciate the call. You have a blessed day at work. Go in there with some positivity and just get that frog out of there. Yeah. You don't need that in there, okay?
Them Newports is hard on the throat.
Yeah, no, she's from Chester. That's
from Chester.
It's definitely a different type of fog in the air in Chester.
You think she's rooting for the Eagles?
Oh, she has no choice. If she's from Chester, she better be rooting for the Eagles.
Go Eagles!
All right, Kevin Hart, our special guest. Steve Harvey out today. We'll be back with the next.
Let's take some more calls.
More calls?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, more calls. 877-29 Steve. More calls for Kevin. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with our national news. You know, the president gave his very first State of the Union address last night.
Yeah. We watched it.
Yeah,
we watched some of it.
Did you watch it, Kevin?
Huh?
Did you watch the State of the Union?
Of course I did.
Okay. It's not a pop quiz.
I'm saying, you want to ask me something?
No.
We just asked. Did you watch it?
What are you talking about? Why not?
What color was the tie, Kevin?
What are you talking about?
What color was the tie?
I can't believe you got the nerve to ask me what color was the tie. Come on now. Red.
Right. Huh? Yeah. What color did Melania wear? What color did she have on?
What color did Melania? You got some nerve. You know that?
Are you offended?
You got some nerve. I'm offended right now at the fact that you asked me what color. It was white.
Yeah, I know
exactly what it was. Come on now. It's me. Right. You know, I got to be up to speed on these current events because of what I do for a living. You know,
I'm a
comedian, so I need to observe what's going on in the world
Absolutely.
So that I'm
Kevin.
Current and understanding, you know, what state we're in as people, you know. And with that being said, look, either you like macaroni and cheese or you don't.
Yeah.
Is that right?
See, that means that you don't listen.
That's your problem.
It means sometimes things are too hot for you to touch, and that means you stay away from it.
Yeah.
Macaroni, if it gets too hot, you're going to burn your tongue.
Okay.
So I'm asking you, do you want to burn your tongue?
No.
Okay. All right. That's all you got to do is figure it out, brother.
What that got to do with the State of the Union?
What that got, Carla, are you listening or not? Are you listening to what I'm saying tonight?
I'm trying.
Okay, there can't be a State of the Union if the oven is on. If the oven is on, that means it's somebody cooking. If somebody cooking, shouldn't nobody be in the kitchen.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, put your gloves on. Come on now. Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about what I'm saying.
I'm with you.
Okay.
My gloves and then the macaroni.
Brother, I'm not going to listen. My biggest thing is not calling people stupid, but when I'm in a room with people that can't follow me,
It is what it is.
Okay.
You're saying you're too deep.
I'm saying I'm obviously in a place where my level of thought is way above yours, so I'm not going to dumb my level down so y'all can catch up. If you guys like to cook in kitchens without pots and pans, then use a skillet. Do what you want.
I'm trying to figure this out, Shirley. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give this speech, though?
On a scale of 1 to 10? On my scale or your scale?
Your scale.
We don't have the same scale?
No, your scale, you guys are on like one of them scales that don't even have numbers.
What grade would you give them?
I don't really, I'm not really into grades. You know, I'm into something different, so my thing is levels. You know,
okay, what level?
It was at our level.
I love it.
That's what I'm at with.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Kevin Hart is here with all of his craziness, right?
I'm always going to be honest. I'm always going to be honest.
Appreciate that.
I'm still trying to get this macaroni and cheese out
there. 877-29-STEVE, if you want to talk to Kevin this morning, let's go to the phones. Who do we have on the line? Line one. Let's go to line one.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Hello. Charlotte Allen, calling from Detroit, Michigan.
All right, Charlotte.
Charlotte Allen. What's going on, Charlotte?
Hi, Kevin.
Hi. How you doing?
Fine.
Good morning to you.
When are you coming to Detroit?
I'm coming to Detroit. I just announced all of my tour dates. They go on sale today. It's about 120 plus dates. I can't give you the exact, but it's on there. You can go to KevinHartNation.com and you'll see it. I'm excited. I have nothing but love for Detroit. Wow. I almost said love for the D, and that would have came out wrong. I had to correct myself. I caught myself. I got nothing but
for
love
the D.
for Detroit.
Okay, sure.
You know, Detroit always comes and shows out, man.
Yeah.
And the level of laughter is through the roof. So you can assure yourself that I will be there, and I'm coming for multiple shows. That's a promise to you.
Are you coming to the Joe Louis, the new arena?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay, cool.
All right. I'll see you then.
Get your tickets today.
KevinHartNation.com. Yeah.
Thank you, Charlotte.
All right. Say that one more time.
KevinHartNation.com, man. Tickets for my Irresponsible Tour going today. Look, man, this is a great day. You guys should be happy, man. You know why?
Because we
alive, baby. Mm-hmm. We alive. We living and we laughing and we loving. Huh?
Let's go to line two.
This boy's deep.
Huh? Let's go to line two. Talk to Bobby. Gotta love that name, Bobby.
Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. Actually, the name is Bobby Rell, a.k.a. Muscle Simmons. Good morning, morning.
Muscle Simmons?
Broke it down,
right,
didn't
Google me. The Saturday Night Comedy Jam.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah.
You're doing a great job. I'm not a comic. I'm a comedy show producer out on Staten Island.
Okay.
But first of all, I was at Rally House Fest 2 years ago.
Okay.
Your personal trainer. He's the man. Boss is the man. Chopped it up with him. I said, yo, man, tell Kev I want to challenge him to a push-up contest.
Oh,
how many push-ups can you do straight?
Straight?
I know you went to the fitness.
Straight, I could probably do about 426. Straight.
What?
Now you're lying.
I actually set a record, there, brother. I'm not sure if you've been to Germany, but if you go to Berlin, you'll see my name on the wall. push-up champion. So you got to go to Germany.
Bobby, how many can you do?
Bobby heard any of that.
Man, I'm 50. I'm 56. I could do like 60 straight.
Oh, yeah, brother. You ain't going to never get your name on the wall in Germany. Yeah, not doing that. Yeah.
Kevin says his name is on the wall in Germany.
Germany.
I mean, look, if you go over there, you'll see it. I don't know if you ever been, but if you go, you'll see it.
It's right there.
But we got to go to Germany.
You got to go to Germany. Go to Berlin. Yes, sir.
Still from time to time pull up on small comedy rooms and work on some of your stuff.
All the time. You never forget where you come from. I'm frequent in the comedy club scene. Definitely. What's the name of your room?
The Louis Ben Comedy Club on Staten Island. The Louis Ben Comedy Club on Staten Island, New York. I got this thing called Saturday Night Comedy.
Nephew, you been there?
I ain't been to the Louis
Ben. You got to get it. Wait a minute. Me and nephew got to come down. You know what? No. I'm serious, nephew. This is where you really get to get your chops. And you get to make
at
sure
the Looney
you
Bin.
Still got. Hey, look, you got to go to these places, man.
Staten
you got to always get it in and get it real, brother. That's what I'm talking about.
Cool. All right. Look for us, Bobby. After you come back from Germany to see the wall. Then me and Kev coming through.
I just said my name. My name is on the side of the wall.
You got to get over there to see it.
Is that right?
All right, Bobby, thank you. Let's go to line three and talk to Kim out of Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, morning show.
Morning.
How is everybody doing?
Hey, girl. Kim.
What up, Kim?
Hi. Yes, Kevin, I am originally from Philadelphia. I just moved to ATL last August.
Hey.
And I am from Nice Town as well. I'm from Mango.
Oh, we right up the street then. 15th and Erie. That's where I'm from.
Yeah, now, I heard that you went to Kennington. Didn't you go to Kennington?
It's a very true story. Yes, I did. Kennington Elementary School.
I went there, too.
Well, so wait a minute. Now, look at this. Now, we on the lane that sound like memory.
Yeah. Who is your homeroom teacher, Kim?
You don't have homeroom
at Kennington. Oh, my goodness. Now, I am 48.
Yeah,
I'm a little older than Kevin, but I did go to kindergarten, and
yeah,
yes,
yeah, you're a lot older. You're a lot older than me. She said a little. I don't want people thinking that we're the same age.
Yeah.
There's nothing's wrong with that age, but I don't want people thinking that I'm there.
Oh,
right.
No.
Not that that's a bad age. Not that that's a bad age, but
you're
not
close.
I'm not close yet. Yeah, I'm 38.
Keep doing what you're doing, Kevin.
Thank you.
I love you. And come on back to ATL. I will go on your website and see when you're coming.
Please do.
Yes,
I can't wait,
doing
man.
What you're doing.
Good talking to you. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, Kev.
Nice Town. Man, that brings back memories. I played for the Nice Town Steelers, the football team.
Oh, what position did you play, Kevin?
I was a quarterback.
He's quarterback?
You're a quarterback?
Yeah. We never threw the ball, did we?
No.
Yeah, they found out that I couldn't throw.
Back to the wishbone.
Yeah, they put me back there.
Yeah.
Put
me back
option.
There. No, I was real good in tryouts. I threw one good pass. They was like, that's our quarterback. Try to get me throw that same pass in the game. It ain't look right. That ball was spinning the wrong way. Hey, Hart, you all right? I think so.
We got to talk Super Bowl this morning, man.
Oh, we got to, man.
Your Eagles are in the game, baby.
All right, Kevin's with us all morning. Miss Ann is coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back. Did y'all get to watch the State of the Union last night, for real?
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. What'd y'all think?
Well,
First opinion,
I thought he was unenthusiastic as usual, but I'm glad he stayed on message.
Yeah, he was dry.
It was to me like...
For him to say the country, he was so excited, he was dry.
His
delivery was dry. Kevin, did you agree?
No, we all on the same page.
All right, let me tell you this. We're not going to go there with you.
We're just on the same page.
Right.
Wait, hold on, Shirley. Uh-huh. What was bothering me when he starts clapping for himself?
So you can hear it so loud.
Straight in the microphone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when I got to know it.
When you saw that. Yeah.
Because you drowning out what you saying.
Everybody else, right?
So that's when I'm like, come on now. Right?
You was like, what? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, at that point. Because at that point, you like, what we doing? Yeah.
Right? But, it was a bunch of stand-up applause.
Oh my God. Stand-up applause. Every 2 minutes.
Every 2 seconds.
Hey,
absolutely.
Hey, at some point, you like, pick one.
I don't know. Pick one of what?
Well, stand up, sit down.
I know. The Republicans were acting like they were at the Super Bowl for real, and their team had just scored all
It was
of
that,
the
and then on the far side, the Democrats was at, like, at a funeral.
Stone face.
Well, that's how they did President
Obama.
That's right. He was in office.
Yeah, that's right.
But they was... They were standing like he said something deep.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
He was profound.
Yeah. I'm like, come on now.
What you got, Shirley? Yeah.
Come on, Shirley.
We pretty much said it, but at the start of his speech, I'll say this. The president delivered it to a joint session of Congress. He said, I call upon all of us to set aside our differences, to seek out common ground, and to summon the unity we need to deliver for the people we were elected to serve. Wow, after a year, you finally realize that's what it's about.
You get it now?
Setting aside our differences, not causing the difference.
Division.
Okay? Don't do that. His speech was 80 minutes long. It seemed longer, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
They said President Obama spoke more words.
Yeah.
Well, applause out of that 80, faster. Though, applause was about 40 of that.
Yeah. 40 minutes of applause.
40 minutes of applause.
I mean, it was a lot. Trump steered clear of mentioning the ongoing investigation into his campaign's ties to Russia.
Right.
No surprise there.
Uh-huh.
He also faced some pushback from within the chamber. There were audible groans during his comments about immigration, and congressional Black caucus members failed to applaud anything, especially as he bragged about historically low unemployment for African Americans. Do we have that clip? Let's play that about African American unemployment rate from the president.
The state of our union is strong because our people are strong.
Yeah.
Something I'm very proud of, African American unemployment stands at the lowest rate ever recorded.
Now, that wasn't the Black people yelling.
Yeah! That ain't Black person.
Yeah.
I was at home and didn't clap.
I know. They switched over, oh, my God, to the audience, but and the Congressional Black Caucus sitting there with their kente cloth. Yeah. On their, oh my goodness, it was like, mm-mm.
But the facts are that, you know, the African American unemployment rate has been going down since 2011. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Right, Kevin?
No, that, now that I do know.
Those are President Obama's
that's
numbers.
From Obama.
Yeah, yeah, that's from Obama. That's right.
They really are.
That.
We do know that.
Yeah. All right.
It's that time. Let's go. She's got national news. The one and only Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, guys. Good morning. This is Ann Tripp with the news. And yeah, I've got a lot of those clips. President Trump stopped tweeting last night, called for unity, stuck to the script, changed his tone a bit in his first State of the Union speech. And according to a CNN poll, everybody, he got a 70% positive rating, at least for style. As expected, Trump did make his case for why he believes that the country is doing so much better under his administration.
Since the election, created 2.4 million new jobs, including 200,000 new jobs in manufacturing alone. We are finally seeing rising wages. Unemployment claims have hit a 45-year low. And something I'm very proud of, African American unemployment stands at the lowest rate ever recorded. And Hispanic American unemployment has also reached the lowest levels in history.
However, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer says that Trump and his supporters should really start thanking President Obama for the shape of the economy.
Much of the growth in 2017 was created by President Obama's policies and by many measures. The growth under President Obama was better than under President Trump.
Trump also urged lawmakers to come to a bipartisan solution on a government spending plan. He made a hard pitch for his immigration proposals, which seemed like the old ones, but not exactly. He seemingly to mostly mention illegal immigrants is in the framework of criminals and murderers, which they, you know, talked about actual murderers, however, but he didn't really say much positive about immigrants. He talked about what he calls chain migration, and he would like to get rid of that. He still says he'd back the Dreamers, but in exchange for the border wall. Congressman Joseph Kennedy III issued the Democratic response.
Many have spent the last year anxious, angry, afraid. We hear the voices of Americans who are forgotten. We see an economy that makes stocks soar, investor portfolios bulge, and corporate profits climb, but fails to give workers their fair share of the reward. A government that struggles to keep itself open, Russia, knee-deep in our democracy, an all-out war on environmental protection, a Justice Department rolling back civil rights by the day, hatred proudly marching in our streets, bullets tearing through our classrooms, concerts and congregations, targeting our safest sacred places. And this nagging, sinking feeling that this is not who we are.
That was Congressman Joseph Kennedy III. 20 minutes after the hour, we got Eugene the Butterfly. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Kevin Hart, our special guest this morning, Steve Harvey, out today. You know who else is here. It's his time, too. Kevin, why don't you do the honors and introduce the butterfly?
Oh, come on, man. You know what? I haven't talked to Eugene in a while, so I have no problem introducing the people's favorite, your favorite.
We love him.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eugene.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Sterling, Carla.
Why your eyes go like that, Kev?
Good morning, Junior. Good morning, Tommy. Oh, my God.
Morning, Bad Five. Flap on,
you,
flap
you know
on.
What? A lot of people are not really understanding.
What?
But I am going to be opening up for Kevin Hart on his 100th.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, what? What?
I didn't know that.
No, everybody stop.
You didn't even tell us.
It's been discussed. I've talked to the powers that be. Kevin, you have to talk to your people.
You talked to Wayne.
I talked to Wayne.
Okay. Oh, Wayne is the man.
I'm going to be at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's going to be for the Super Bowl. That's Friday night before the Super Bowl.
You're not going to be on these shows, Eugene.
But they said I was opening up for you. Didn't they tell me we're going to Kalamazoo, Michigan on February the 9th?
Okay, no, that's not.
Kalamazoo. No.
Kevin, please, okay, please, if this is not
Wayne
quick,
not going to lie to me.
Okay.
Wayne would
air,
not lie to
please.
Me.
First of all, Wayne would lie to me.
Wayne straight would up lie?
Wayne would lie to me.
Look really? At his face and just...
Well, yes, Eugene is very aggressive, and sometimes the only way to get Eugene out of your face is to lie. Now,
So you're saying February 10th, we not in Cedar Rapids, Michigan.
No, I never said I'm there. I'm going to be there. I'm there. That's where I am at. But you're not there, Eugene.
I mean.
You're not there, Eugene.
So February 11th, Springfield, Illinois.
That's another show that I have. Yes, yeah. Eugene. Those are my shows.
Kevin's on the road.
Yeah, I'm on the road, Eugene. I'm on tour. Yeah.
Tommy just took him off his show.
Well,
March 10th, we not in Portland.
No, I don't. Where I'm getting confused, Eugene, because you keep saying we.
The pronoun.
Okay, now
the
what pronoun. I think you and Tommy, y'all should talk, man.
No.
Tommy,
he's not with me.
Tommy, 100%. Y'all
one of y'all got to put me on one of these shows.
Okay, Eugene. Okay,
you're getting aggressive.
Yeah,
aggressive,
Eugene, man. That's my problem, Eugene. I'm going to be honest with you. We asthmatics on my tour, so you don't want to be around us. Because we get the sneezing and stuff on people. And that's our biggest thing. Them germs get to flying, Eugene. You don't need that.
Y'all got germs? Everybody's sick?
Everybody's sick.
We'll take
tour.
You some airborne.
That don't work for us. You know,
so if I take a lot of cod liver oil, I can fight it out.
No, not what we got. We got something that's... You ever see Outbreak?
You had to go back and find that monkey in the jungle.
Yeah. We got that monkey. We
you
got the monkey.
You got to get that one monkey.
Yeah, so you don't want to be with us, Eugene. We got the monkey.
There is no cure to
what we got. Ain't no cure to what we got, Eugene. So you should just roll with Tommy because Tommy clean. Everybody know that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll work it out. Yeah.
No, we won't.
This is it.
This is it.
All right. Wow. We'll be back with Super Bowl talk.
There you go.
What's happening?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We are back. Uncle Steve is out, and we got the one and only Kevin Hart.
I'm here.
Eagles.
That's
right.
Eagles.
That's right.
Eagles.
Super Bowl Sunday. About to make history, man.
Do we have a shot, Kevin?
What do you mean, do we have a shot?
We got a
pig,
shot.
Does a pig walk on all twos? Come on now.
Okay.
This boy's deep. I don't care what you say.
I
gotta get
on
that.
Now.
He's not talking upright. He's talking about hooves.
Oh, you want to. Yo, you think I'm talking about pigs that walk regular.
Yeah.
My point is, a pig can walk on 2 feet, which means the Eagles can beat the Patriots, okay? The sun is going to shine, but the moon sometime comes from behind. What I'm telling you is that, boy, close your eyes and take a nap and wake up and ask me if you got the mouse trap. Huh? Do you like cheese or not, Tommy?
I like cheese.
All right, then that's my question.
But you asked me about a mouse trap.
Okay, I'm not going to do this with you.
Okay.
I'm not.
So tell us, Kevin, what are the odds? What are your pick? Tell us.
My pick is the Eagles, 86, Patriots 6.
86?
Yeah, you said you woke up with a dream.
Wait a minute.
Did you say 86 as in the score? The Eagles are going to score 86?
No. I said 86 as the street we playing on. Yes, that's the score.
Well, you do realize they're playing the Patriots.
Yeah.
I know who they playing, and
Tom
I know
Brady.
What I saw.
Tom Brady.
I know what I saw.
But they won the last two Super Bowls.
Oh, what does that mean?
I'm just saying.
Now, the Eagles,
what does that mean?
Eagles it's have
a new
never
Super Bowl.
Won a Super Bowl.
That's my point. You know what y'all sound like?
What?
You sound like a bunch of non-believers. Let me tell you something.
No,
we want them to win.
We're pulling for them.
Let me take the salt and sprinkle it on a situation like this.
Okay.
Sprinkle, baby.
I'm from Philadelphia.
Come on, Philly.
I'm from the city of brotherly love. Let me tell you one thing about my city.
Okay.
The pride that we have is an amazing piece of pride.
Yes,
okay?
It is.
When I say people from Philadelphia have a different walk, we have a different talk, we have a different style. The reason why is because we're unique. We believe that we're always different. We believe that we can do what others can't. Mm-hmm. With that being said, we have never been in the position that we have been in this upcoming Super Bowl. We can make history. There's a quarterback that stopped being a quarterback for us, left, got depressed. Another quarterback came in, took his spot, was having an MVP season. Oh my God, out of nowhere, Wentz goes down, gets hurt, and then the quarterback that lost faith in himself, that came back and became a backup, now has a chance to do what nobody thought he could, which is win a Super Bowl after hitting rock bottom.
Okay.
The story behind this man and what he is now doing is a bigger story than Tom Brady making more history.
So he's got a lot to play for, a lot riding on.
Not only
win.
Does he have a lot to play for, Philadelphia does.
Right.
We have never won a Super Bowl in history.
Never.
Okay.
This is bigger than the game.
I believe
only your championship.
This is,
right?
This is the city of brotherly love having the opportunity to say we did it. This is me being able to go to the parade and have my own float. There's a lot of stuff.
You're going to get your own riding
your own
on
float.
This.
I'm going to have my own float.
Okay.
And I'm going to have a real eagle on it. On my arm. I'm going to have a real eagle.
You know how big an eagle Eagle is.
I don't care. I don't care.
Kevin, the Eagle is bigger than you.
I got enough money to buy an Eagle and get a trainer.
I know you got Eagle money, but I'm
buy an Eagle right now.
But
I show up at the Super Bowl with an Eagle on my neck.
But you don't even know how to feed an Eagle.
What you talking about? I don't know how to feed an Eagle. All you got to do is give an Eagle macaroni and cheese. You give an Eagle. You probably give an Eagle what? Some orange chicken? Some wontons?
That's not what Eagle.
No, you don't see no eagle turn down nothing.
Yeah, yeah. What you talking about? You act like you got an eagle that you know an eagle.
I don't have an eagle, but I'm just saying I know eagles don't eat macaroni.
I had an eagle before, Tommy.
When you had an eagle?
Tommy, oh my God.
You had a pigeon.
Tommy, I had two eagles when I was 13. What are you talking about?
You did?
Yes, I did. My dad bought them for me because I did get a school. What are you talking about? I got A's on poor Cardi bought me an eagle. Shut up.
Y'all had eagle money back then?
No, we found an eagle. We gave it to
you. Found an eagle.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe y'all right now, man.
Are you going to the game?
Yes, I'm going to the game. Okay. And because of y'all, I'm now going to the game with an eagle because you doubted me.
Yeah.
I'm going to call my friend in Dubai, and I bet I have an eagle here.
Oh, yeah.
I bet I have an eagle.
Well, your friend in Dubai got every animal.
Yeah,
that's who trained my eagle. Tommy, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Why are you getting mad?
Oh, my God, because y'all don't believe nothing I say.
Right, tell
so
everybody
stupid.
The prank phone call is coming up next.
Prank phone call coming up. Y'all probably don't believe that either.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, listen. Strawberry letter coming up at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Subject, what could they possibly be doing in there? Wait till you hear this letter, okay? But first.
Hold on. You said you can give me two of them?
Who I just shipped him money.
That's my eagle dealer. He gonna
you just ordered
Kevin,
two eagles.
I got two eagles that's coming. Whatever. This
Kevin,
ain't about
you're
me.
You're lying. You're
Listen,
not on the
I'm
phone.
I'm not lying. I just ordered two eagles.
How much an eagle call?
What are you talking? 2.5.
Million?
Yes, man.
What you buying an eagle for?
Okay. He don't have eagle money. Okay. All right. I'm not going to do this. Neff, what you got for us right now?
I got a prank call. This is called The Ring. The Ring.
Not the eagle alert, though.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Denise, please.
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Denise. My name is Gavin. I'm actually the head jeweler here at Diamonds.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. You brought your ring in, what was it, last week? I actually wasn't here, but you gave it to one of my salespersons.
Yes.
And
yes.
You wanted to get it resized as well as get it appraised, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. And you don't have to tell him I did that. I want to do the appraisal on my own.
Okay, wow. Okay, listen. I actually did resize the ring, and, okay. And first of all, let me be the first to say congratulations. When is your wedding?
Thank you. I'm getting married in September.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't know how to tell you this. Now, as far as the appraisal is concerned, I've looked at your ring over and over, and this ring is probably worth maybe $50.
Excuse me?
I've been in this business for over 20 years.
But you know what? I'm confused on what you just said.
And I understand that. What I'm trying to explain to you is that I've been in this business for over 20 years. I've seen so many different pieces of jewelry,
mm-hmm.
and this is something that you buy late night on an infomercial mm-hmm. for $19.99. This is a cubic zirconian stone, and the gold is not real at all. It's like gold plated.
Wait. You lost me. You lost me. As much money as my man make, and as much money as my father is putting down on his wedding, or has put down, and you gonna sit
Ma'am,
up here
I understand everything you're saying, but Denise, honestly,
No. What I need you to do is hold on.
Wait.
I need you to hold on because we need to call Victor.
Wait, man. First of all, I can't. Wait,
no, sir.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Can you slow down for a second?
Because I need you to hold on, because we're going to get you on the phone, okay?
Wait. What are you trying to do?
Sir, I need you to repeat to what you just said to me. Okay?
Man,
that's all I need you to do.
In the middle of personal stuff, ma'am.
You in it. It's personal now. So I need you to hold on, okay?
Oh, she calling her man. Okay, thank.
Hello?
Victor.
Hey,
I need you to listen to this jeweler that's on the phone. I want you to hear this that he just told me.
Wait, hold on. What's the problem?
What you mean, what's the problem? He going to tell you what the problem is. Go on, head on, sir. Go on, head on.
Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
All right, my name is Gavin. I'm from Diamonds, and actually your fiance, rather, she brought her ring in to actually be resized.
Yeah.
And we also did an appraisal on the ring for her, and actually the ring is estimated to be only in the worth of around
$50.
Mm-hmm. $50. $50?
$50. That's what the man said, Victor.
Hold on, Denise. Well, sir, obviously there's some sort of mistake.
Sir.
Now, what you got to say about that, Victor?
Hold on, wait, hold
$50.
That's got to be some kind of mistake. So what'd you say your name was, sir?
My name is Gavin. I work here at Diamonds. I'm the head jeweler here. I've been here for 20 years. And,
yeah, well, there's no way that that ring is worth $50. I know what I paid for it, so obviously there's some sort of mistake.
Sir, there's not a mistake. I've been dealing with jewelry. I've seen it. I can pretty much look at a ring, but I actually went into detail on this one, as I do all of them. And, sir, I promise you, this is probably maybe between $40 and $50 for its worth is concerned.
No, absolutely not. That's impossible.
I mean, how is that impossible? He's the jeweler. You heard him say he's been doing it for 20 years. So how is that impossible? I don't understand that. Like, all the money that my daddy putting down on this wedding, and you're going to pay $50
for a ring? You bought a cheap ring, sir.
No. I did not buy a cheap ring.
Victor!
This is obviously some kind of mistake.
You sure got that right. You sure got that right. So what you got to say for yourself? $50?
You cannot believe that that's right. This is obviously some kind of mistake, sir.
It is a mistake. A mistake in me thinking I'm going to get married to the man of my dream.
I do have the engagement ring that was purchased and bought for your wife.
I don't think you have my ring, because if you had my ring, you wouldn't be telling me that it's worth $50.
Sir, I have the ring that your wife, that your fiance brought in.
Fiance? Well, I ain't his wife yet.
Hold on. The man's trying to explain. I'm trying to get to the bottom.
Okay, Thank you.
So you have, I don't think you have the right ring.
I have the right ring, and what I'm letting you know, sir, is that this is something you buy on an infomercial in 2 o'clock in the morning.
Infomercial. You gonna come at me like that? I ain't buying no damn ring on infomercial. I bought the ring from a reputable establishment. I have the receipt. I have the certificate. So obviously the mistake is on your end.
The mistake is not here. Sir, you bought a piece of junk.
He's been doing it all these years. How the hell he gonna make a mistake?
You come off telling me I bought a piece of junk. I know what I bought. If there's any mistake that's been made, it's on your end.
Sir, it's not on my end.
Don't raise your voice.
One thing, Victor. My dad is paying too much money for this wedding. So you doggone pay $50 for a doggone ring.
Chill. Hold on. First of all, I don't appreciate
you. Sir, I want to tell you this. This is a typical case of you trying to pawn it off on us because you bought a piece of junk for $50.
All the money that you doggone make, and I get $50 worth of a ring?
Denise, hold on. Let me talk to you. Where are you calling from?
Get to talking.
Diamonds, I ain't never heard of that. Where is it?
Sir, your wife knows exactly where it is. She's the one that brought the ring in.
I tell you what. I'm going to come down there to see the ring that you're talking about. If it's not the ring that I gave my girl, I'm going to take $7,600 out of your because that's what I paid for this ring.
So now you want to jump on me because you bought your wife a piece of
now.
And you want to put it on me.
You don't tell me what the I know what the I spent on a ring. And you, I don't know what kind of you trying to pull. First of all, I don't appreciate you coming to my household trying to mess my and you want to come at me with this?
I know the ring better be real.
If I were you, Miss Denise, I would not marry somebody
I'm coming. I'm looking for your punk.
And you know what? You don't get the ring. It ain't right. Me and you gonna go at it.
Can I say one more thing to both of you all?
I tell you what. If it ain't some that I want to hear, me and you gonna have some more problems.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all just got pranked by Denise's sister.
That's why she ain't got no man today. Wow.
That's uncool, man.
Wow.
That's uncool, Tommy. You about to start some
Wow. Vic, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I will make it up to you, baby.
You don't play with a black woman's ring?
I got to ask y'all something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Wow. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Wow.
King of pranks, boy.
Yeah.
King of pranks.
Very funny.
Keep it straight. Stupid.
Very funny, brother.
Oh, you do that.
Ignorance at its best.
Yes.
You know, sell a few more CDs. You know, I might be buying an eagle up in here. You feel me?
Did you tell Kevin about your new CD?
It's called Won't He Do It. It's in all Walmarts across the country.
Are you serious, man?
Prank CD. Yes, sir.
Congratulations,
Thank
man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
You know what? You don't just tell me and think it's going to stop there, brother. I will support. I'm going to grab some, and I'm going to take a picture of me grabbing some so you see that I ain't lying, Tommy.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to tell whatever's on the shelf, I'm going to grab.
I appreciate that.
I got you.
Thank you, sir.
Now, my question is, is it a Walmart where they dropping my eagle off at?
Two birds
and one stone. That's all.
Kevin, can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
What's up with the eagle fans, though?
Y'all hard, man.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're a little rough around the edges.
We're rough around the edges.
Wasn't they throwing stuff at
And they will boo.
No, listen. Yeah. There was
passionate.
We done had some incidents, but you gotta say we've been losing for a long time. Yeah, man, a couple isolated incidents. Yeah, we booed Santa. We definitely booed Santa.
What was that about?
What do you mean? What it was about? Every Santa ain't a good Santa in that city's defense.
Yeah. Well, y'all ain't won nothing since Rocky, basically.
Yeah, I mean, so, look, there's frustration there. Now, I'm not condoning it, but I'm saying, you know.
You understand.
I get where it's coming from, but at the same time, I do feel like we should act better, and I think after winning this Super Bowl, we will.
Coming up next.
Yes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's that time. Is everybody ready?
Ready.
All right. Now, how do we solicit so you can send your letters in and we can read those as well?
Who are you? Right now?
I am someone going through my Google right now because I'm going to buy me a parrot. I can't afford an eagle, but I'm going to get a parrot.
Parrot.
You see what you started?
See what you started, Kevin?
You got the vibe.
If you have a letter, an issue, a concern, send it to Steve and I at steveharvey.com, steveharveyfm.com, okay? Send all your letters to steveharveyfm.com, and we will answer to you and get you some help, okay?
That is. Let's do it. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right. I want you to listen, Kevin.
I'm going to listen.
Okay. All right.
What's wrong with you?
Ever since y'all doubted me, not believing me.
What, the whole eagle
whatever.
Thing?
I'm not going to get into it. It is what it is.
I never doubted you, Kev. I didn't say you could.
We back the team now. Yeah.
But,
Eagles.
That's the part I don't believe.
You don't believe.
Right there.
Right.
We don't
believe. Okay. How much an eagle, Kev?
Well, back then they weren't expensive like they are now.
Just go. All right, strawberry letters. Subject, what could they possibly be doing in there? Dear Stephen Shirley, my wife and I have allowed our friend and his girlfriend to stay at our apartment for a few weeks. They just bought a condo, and they are waiting for a few repairs to be finished before they move in. I don't mind them staying with me, but there's one big problem. They are too darn loud. They're too loud. They're in the guest room across the hall from our bedroom, and it seems like every night the bed is squeaking and the headboard is slamming against the wall.
Hello.
And both of them are screaming to the top of their lungs.
Whoa.
My neighbor is constantly banging on the wall and has asked me to encourage them to keep it down. I'm equally perturbed, but I'm too embarrassed to say anything to them. I don't know if I should say something or ride it out. They'll be gone in 2 weeks, but darn, my wife and I have to get up early mornings for work, and we can't get any sleep. Can it be that good? What could they possibly be doing to each other? Should I just let it go or ask them to keep it down? Please help. I can't believe you wrote us this letter. I really can't believe this. This is your house, your home. These people are in your home. What are you too embarrassed about to ask him to keep it down? Tell them the neighbors are complaining. It's your house. They're in your home. All you have to do is say, listen, I'm happy to have you guys here or whatever you want to say, but could you guys please keep it down? I think the real problem is that you and your wife aren't getting busy like this couple is, and it's making you kind of jealous and kind of thinking some kind of way. So, not your turn yet, Kevin.
I rolled my eyes.
Not your turn. So anyway, I think that's what the real problem is. But it's your house. You can't be afraid to tell somebody to, keep it down in your own house. The neighbors are complaining, all of us. It's your house. What you got, Kev?
Well, first of all, that's an old person's mentality. Okay?
Come on, Kev.
All right? Okay. All right, if somebody in there and they banging, that should act as motivation. Mm-hmm. All right? If you hear a bunch of scraping and scrapping, and you live in a house and you got your spouse, you need to cut your eye out your partner and go, now what are we doing? We need to represent our household.
There
we're not gonna let nobody come into our household and be more active than us. We need to show up and show out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. So that's when the competition needs to start.
Come on.
All right. Now, even if you ain't pulling that type of noise, then you just need to tap your acting skills and you need to do what you need to do to make it look like y'all doing what you need to do.
There you
all
go.
Right.
Okay.
Now, you done doing your back out or your endurance ain't where it need to be. It doesn't matter. You don't let nobody come into your household and do better than you. I'd be damned if somebody come to my house and you stay in my guest room and I hear you getting active and you don't think I'm going to give you a rebuttal. You don't get a rebuttal.
Yeah.
Like the state of the union, like the last night.
I don't care what time it is.
I don't care what time it is.
Sounds like it's going
to
be
if I got to move furniture myself to make you think something going on up there. Yeah, you going to understand that's my house. Yeah. Don't nobody outdo me in my house.
Right.
You got to plant your flag and make sure people understand that.
Come on,
that way when they walk out and they leave, they go, no, I know that we did our thing, but, man, they really do their thing.
Yeah.
You don't complain about it like some suckers. No, you don't do that. No, not me. Not in my household. Wouldn't happen there. How you feel about that, Tommy?
Come on, nephew.
You're not going to out loud me in my house.
That's what Kevin said.
You understand me? Yeah. I'm going to be louder than you. But the problem is you embarrassed. You understand? Because your lady listening. And matter of fact, the neighbor next door, his lady listening.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? Them ladies is fantasizing now.
Because
they want to know what's going on up in there. But you can't bring it like he bringing it.
Oh,
but
man.
You ain't going to out loud me. You want to know what's going on? It's the 44 chicken wing going on in there.
What is
you
that?
Ain't know, that's when you look.
The 44
that's,
chicken wing.
You ain't
wing.
Never heard of the 44 chicken wing.
That's
you might not have heard of it, but I bet you've been in it. That's when two bodies together look like the number 44. You ever seen the chicken wing when they lock them up? When they lock the chicken up.
Let me see.
The chicken wing, when you lock it up before you fry it, it look like a 4-4, don't it? Yeah.
Let me see what you mean.
Two chicken wings. They look like two 44s when you put them together.
It's basically the half Nelson but sideways. I know what you're talking about.
That is. And if they ain't doing that, they in there doing the biscuit booty brunch. That right there.
The what?
The biscuit booty brunch. You understand? You want to know what's going on in that room? I'm telling you what's going on in that room.
My granddaddy move right there.
That's right there. That's the biscuit booty brunch.
Come here, get you this biscuit booty brunch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's
right there. If it ain't that, it's the freaky fruit medley going on up in there. That's when you got kiwi and watermelon and strawberries and everything, and you got plastic laying all across the floor, and you slide into, the freaky fruit medley. You don't understand? Or it could be the four wall drop. We hit every wall in the room and drop every time. It's a lot of you
that's
understand.
Painful.
No,
that sounds like
you know what he's talking about. That man over there dropping knowledge.
It could be.
He dropping the jewel.
He dropping knowledge.
It could be the African Destro. Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
You ain't never been
baby
there.
Baby
boy. The African Destro. Bing Rain did it in Baby Boy.
Bing Rain.
You got to get it all together right here. You don't understand what I'm talking about. Or it could be the headboard heavy hitter. That's when your lady got her helmet on instead of hitting that headboard. You don't understand.
Monica been there.
Yeah.
Monica been there.
Where do you get a helmet from?
They got them at the store where the toy is at.
Yeah.
They got helmets for you.
Yeah.
They got helmets for you.
At the same store where you get the eagle.
Or you go down to your son's room and get it.
You understand that? Or the DDT. You ever been in the DDT?
No, what's that?
Yeah. Huh?
What's that?
Yeah. Tell them what it is.
How will you turn them upside down?
Yes.
Then drop to your knees.
Yes.
That's DDT.
That's DDT.
Yeah.
Kevin.
No, that's how you get a case.
That's what
I'm not going to do. Yeah, I'm not going to DDT nobody.
All right.
That's what's going on in that room.
We have some more on this letter.
It's some more going on in there.
It's some more. What was it? The biscuit booty
brunch? The biscuit booty brunch.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yay. We back. We in the middle of the strawberry letter. The title is, what could they be possibly doing in there?
What could they possibly be doing in there?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to read it for you again since we have a little time here. Kevin, you ready?
Yeah.
Dear Stephen Shirley, my wife and I have allowed our friend and his girlfriend to stay at our apartment for a few weeks.
They don't care.
I know. They just bought a condo and they are waiting for a few repairs to be finished before they move in. I don't mind them staying with me, but there's one big problem. They are too darn loud. They're in the guest room across the hall from our bedroom, and it seems like every night the bed is squeaking and the headboard is slamming against the wall, and both of them are screaming to the top of their lungs.
Yes, holla.
My neighbor is... He's so stupid.
Quit
my- My neighbors, that's what they should be saying, right? My neighbor is constantly banging on the wall and has asked me to encourage them to keep it down. I'm equally perturbed.
I love you.
But I'm too embarrassed to say anything to them. I don't know if I should say something or just write it out. They'll be gone in 2 weeks. But dang, my wife and I have to get up early mornings for work, and we can't get any sleep. Can it be that good? What could they possibly be doing to each other? Should I just let it go or ask them to keep it down? Please help. It's your house. You can ask them whatever you want to ask them. You can't be afraid to do that.
You don't ask them to keep it down. You turn up. You put the loud on them. Matter of fact, this Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, this is the day you get them out because you put that Super Bowl love on them the whole day. Yeah. Press them hard.
I agree.
You understand? Let me tell you something. Man coverage up in here. Pre-show scrimmage, butt naked with your Philadelphia helmets on and run dead at each other. Drop down and get some love in right there in front of everybody.
I did it one time and I had my eagle on my back the whole time.
You're just lying.
I'm not lying.
You didn't have a real eagle
yes,
on
I had
your
a real
back,
eagle. All you got to do is
Kevin.
Get the case for the feet. You get the case for the feet so the feet don't scratch you up and the eagle will stay there, duh.
Where you get the case from?
What are you talking about? Where you get it from? The outdoor store. You don't know nothing.
So you got the case that he puts his feet on and you walk around.
Yes, it goes over your shoulders on your back. It's called an eagle back foot. Yes, you guys don't know anything.
Yeah, forgive us for not buying into it.
And you can get your boogie on with the eagle on.
I can, but I'm a different animal.
You don't recommend it for everybody.
Yeah, everybody can maneuver like that.
Amateurs.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just got to drop down and get your eagle on.
Shake a tail feather.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
You believe in the halftime humping then?
Well, yeah, honestly, I mean, I think depending on who you're rooting for and what's going on with the game.
Well, the Eagles.
Like, if you're going for the Patriots and they're down, then your halftime hump session ain't going to be that happy and good, you know?
Wow.
But if you up and you decide to get a little dip off in there to celebrate, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Third and long.
Yeah,
third and long.
Sometimes you got to go for a first down and do what you got to do. Move the chains. You know?
Wow.
I understand
move the chains.
That.
Yes. First
yeah,
down.
Move the chains.
Get the chains off the door.
Yeah, you'll be back in time.
The now, enemy is here.
Here's what I will say, though.
Okay,
you know,
come
like,
on.
What I want to say, and this is on the, you know, the homeowner's behalf.
Yes.
If it's the annoying noises, you know, what kind of noises are we talking about? Yeah. Is it the unnecessary?
No, you mean the annoying noises.
Yeah, the annoying
noises. Here's what they said. They said they're screaming at the top of their lungs. That's what they're screaming.
You know how good
to the
that
top
is?
Of their
you know
lungs.
How good that is?
You go top of the lungs with it.
Yeah. Why he so loud?
Yeah. You know. That's where she at.
Yeah. You got to go. Get out of my house.
I'm a hoomfer.
Huh? What happened?
Oh, you're a hoomfer.
What happened? A lot of breathing in there.
A lot of breathing. And what is the eagle doing? Huh?
Well, that's when the eagle's quiet. All you got to do is feed him. Macaroni and cheese will settle an eagle down.
That sounds like an upset eagle stomach to me.
That stuff is heavy on the eagle's stomach. Eagle ain't going to be active
so
after that.
So does the eagle know what's going on?
Yeah, he know. All right, ain't no big deal. You think an eagle ain't never seen two people get active?
Yeah. Like an eagle ain't naked.
Eagle ain't never seen nothing. Where do you live?
Oh, he already naked.
Yeah.
Eagle already naked.
Yeah, I actually think that the eagle hasn't seen it.
Hey, Shirley, where you live at? God, man, it's 2018.
LA.
You act like it ain't eagles out here. Come on, man. Come
You're
on,
so
man.
Stupid.
Yeah, I don't know where y'all live at. I'm in an eagle neighborhood, man.
And eagles need love, too.
Yeah, we got eagles out here, man. I'm just telling y'all
what
I know.
That's a lot of loving y'all got going on at y'all.
I'm just telling y'all, if you are that loud, you know, maybe you should try humping. Container.
Like a techno beat.
Yeah.
Like a
container.
Yeah.
Container.
Sound like you need the duct tape.
Shirley, you definitely a humper. I can see it.
Techno
beat. Yeah, sure. Give a couple.
Shirley, you say you like to make noises.
Excuse me.
Animal. You always make animal. Never mind.
Man.
Okay, Kevin.
I just went right.
My
you
animal
said you
noises.
Like to make animal noises.
I do like my animal
he
noises.
Just said that like that time.
Wow. In front, Kevin. Come on.
My
really?
Coworker just did that. Bad.
What's your favorite animal noise? I just asked.
Shirley just did that. Bad.
No.
Well, okay. I do. You know, I do like a little puppy.
No. Come on. Oh no. No. Shirley. No.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
Carla says she got a turtleneck on, so Carla making a crazy noise. Anybody wear a turtleneck?
What? No, I scream.
Carla?
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Oh, you scream yes!
Yes! Yes.
They say Monica hit you with a deep voice. Now, come on now.
You know you in here.
Hey. Like, you know you doing what you're supposed to do now. You get in there.
Okay, so let's go. Let's go around the room. You go with yours.
I'm what I'm supposed to be.
Uh-huh. Oomph.
Yeah, I'm a oomph.
Well, come on, let's do it. Let me hear it.
It's oomph.
Oomph. No.
Are you hitting him with the opera singer?
You're ghosting it. I'm an encourager with mine. I'm an encourager.
You sound like you're preaching.
Yeah. Right there. Yeah. You're doing good.
Hey.
You want to do it.
Encourager is the funny thing.
Whatever you do, you want to do it so good. That the other people just take a knee. That's all I'm saying.
Super Bowl talk when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thank you, Shirley Strawberry. Mm-hmm. All right, Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin Hart, you ready to take some phone calls?
I'm ready to take some phone calls. I'm here. I am prepared. I am fully, fully, fully in motion. I'm active. I'm doing everything
I
want to do, and I'm okay.
You're
okay.
That's a yes.
Yourself into it.
Yeah, pump yourself up. All right, give Kevin a call. 877-29 Steve. Come on, Philly. Delaware.
Philly.
Yeah. Y'all been tweeting all morning. Our home station in Philly, WDAS 105.3. So, State of the Union speech last night.
Oh Lord, did you see it, Kevin?
Did I see it?
Here we go again.
It was the president's first State of the Union address.
What it was. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Huh?
Yeah.
I mean,
come on. Now.
You saw it. What you think?
Well, I mean, look. My mama told me if I ain't got nothing good to say, then don't say
nothing at all.
So I just keep my mouth shut.
You were you up with the Republicans at every word? He's just clinging to every word and just.
Well, look, here's the thing.
Clapping.
If you're up, you're
plotting.
Up. If you're down, you're down.
Right.
So you
got
to ask yourself, what are you?
Is that something profound you're saying?
I think it sounds profound.
What do you mean? What do you guys not understand?
One more time now.
I said if you're up, you're up. If you're down, you're down. Sometimes you just got to make a decision for you.
I don't know if we're talking about that or
what
the quality.
What I'm saying is, look, it's no need to be in sideways unless you're going down or what.
Well, what's that got to do with the State of the Union, Kevin?
What about when he said this?
Talk to me.
I call upon all of us to set aside our differences, to seek out common ground, and to summon the unity we need to deliver the people we were elected to serve.
It's about time. About time you use the word unit.
Because he was. He
now that was
out.
Profound for real, yeah. Kevin, right
about
there.
Time. About time the word unity was used.
Yeah.
That's a word that I use on a regular basis. I'm big on unity.
Oh, yeah, like
you
what,
know, I'm big on simply bringing the world closer together through laughter.
Okay.
See, guys, I'm going to go third person for a second. The beauty of Kevin Hart is, I'm an individual that has the ability to bring all races, ethnicities together under one roof. Via an arena, a stadium, whatever it may be that I'm performing in. And we all do the same thing.
That's laugh.
Let me tell you what laughter does.
Come on.
It heals all wounds. Now, I don't want to get too deep because that's not my job, but if I was a shovel, I would go 6 feet. Do you hear me or no?
I heard you on that one. Now, that one I heard.
I said, did you hear me
or no? If you was a shovel.
Huh? He go 6 feet.
If I was a shovel, I would go 6 feet.
That ain't deep, Kevin.
Now, I'm not here.
Kevin, that was not deep.
I'm not here to get deep. But if I was, I would say this. You can't pull a chair out and unfold the seat unless a person has the knees that are willing to buckle and do what they do best.
What they got to do with the State of the Union,
what
Kevin?
What that has to do with the State of the Union is that we are breaking down.
I'm trying to
give you metaphors, Carla. You're not following my lead.
This is knowledge and wisdom. Well, come on, keep coming.
Don't put your hand out if you don't want me to grab it.
Now, what does that have to do with the State of the Union?
What I'm saying is that I'm grabbing your hand, but you're not keeping up because your shoe's untied.
What are you talking about,
I'm talking
Kevin?
About the way you were brought up.
The Congressional Black Caucus,
what I'm
Kevin.
Talking about is the way that you were raised, okay? Donald Trump was raised wrong. There you go.
Congressional Black Caucus.
Congressional Black Caucus. They sat there the whole night. They didn't budge. They didn't applaud. Stone face.
Yeah. Yes. You saw the faces.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. As a sign of unhappiness, guys, we know that we're not happy with things being said. We know where the real change needs to be made. Uh-huh. We know that right now, we know the difference when people are selling wolf tickets versus people that are really taking actions to make change. With that being said, we're not buying into what's being presented.
Okay.
You're not buying into
it. Yeah. Heaven for president.
As people, we're smarter and we understand. But also, and this isn't to get too deep, as people, we have to understand that we got to take action for our own action. In other words,
he's telling us to get out and
what
vote.
We want, we have to go and actually make change.
Okay.
November midterm election.
You
oh my God, he's deep.
I didn't understand the folded chair, but I'm with you on the end.
Because you're not ready to sit down, brother. You see what I'm saying? This a man that's been standing up for way too long. I'm trying to tell you what to do, Tom.
Okay.
I can't continue to preach to people that don't want to be preached to, brother. But what I can do is simply motivate.
Okay.
Motivate, inspire. At the end of the day, if we want more and we want to be better, then we have to take action.
I feel like he thinks he's more knowledgeable than me, and that bothers me.
Well, the word think is a word that weak people use. I know.
Weak people use the word think?
Yeah, because I don't think I know.
What are you pointing at your head for?
I'm not pointing at my head, I'm pointing at my temple. You don't think with your head.
See what I'm saying?
Okay. I can't help this woman.
So your temple is your church. Is that what you're saying?
My temple is the place where I get the deepest.
Okay.
That's where meditation comes from. It don't come from your head. It comes from your temple. Your temple is at the top. The top is where the thought comes from. The thought comes from what? The tear. A tear comes from a drop out your eye.
Come on, man. Boy, we gotta have you on more often.
That's stupid at its best, right there.
I can't even do this, man.
The president's speech was 80 minutes long.
Yeah,
80 minutes.
But it was
two pieces of paper.
Yeah.
That's all the speech was.
45 minutes of applause.
It was just two pieces of paper. He just talks so slow.
No, I was going to say, it's the long pauses in between. On a serious note, you guys know I'm silly all the time. It's the long pauses in between that draw out Donald Trump's speeches. He's not saying nothing.
Well, he didn't talk about the Russia investigation.
No, he didn't. Of course he's not going to talk about that.
Yeah, he didn't mention that.
Nothing.
You're not going to talk about that.
No.
The king of dancing around right there.
Yeah.
He's going to dance around it.
He's trying to get everybody fired.
Pretty much.
Mueller is the most powerful man in Washington.
Mueller ain't saying nothing. Yeah. He got to know something.
But that was great. Anything parting before we go to this break?
Before we go to the break, I will say this.
Wisdom.
Profound.
Yeah.
My irresponsible tour is up.
Say it.
Tickets for my irresponsible tour are officially available today, guys. I have just announced over 100 cities, countries. I'm going everywhere. Everywhere. KevinHartNation.com. Go get your tickets. Do it now.
Calls after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Kevin Hart is in the building.
He's in the building. Uncle Steve is out. Kevin Hart is in.
Irresponsible tour. Tickets go on sale today. Huh? Go to KevinHartNation.com. Get your tickets. I announced over 100 cities, man.
That's big.
That's big, countries. Boy.
Do you understand? I got a goal to make the world laugh, people.
Yeah.
That's a goal, man.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
I take pride and joy in my job. I love bringing happiness to people. I love putting smiles on faces. At the end of the day, guys, we're going to do it, but we're going to do it at a high level this year. I love making history. Okay?
I did amazing things
with What Now? And you know what?
Yeah, you did.
When you realize that you're your own competition, that's within all of us. The only person that we as people compete against is ourselves. At the end of the day, be better today than you were yesterday.
Yes, sir.
That's what I do. That's what I live for. Mm-hmm. I am just trying to be better than I was yesterday. This tour is a complete representation of my hard work, blood, sweat, and tears that I put into my craft and how I have elevated my game yet once again. You will not be disappointed. It's at a very, very high level. Tickets gonna sell today. KevinHartNation.com. Irresponsible tour. Doing it big.
I love it. Okay. Proud of you, boy.
Thank you, sir.
If you want to talk to Kevin, call us 877-29-STEVE. 877-29-STEVE. Philly, where you at? 215-267.
Yes.
We want to hear from you Eagles fans.
Yes.
And we have purchased two Eagles earlier this morning.
Oh, yeah, for $2.5 million.
No, not we. Kevin.
I was going to say, don't say we. You ain't got the Eagle
I'm
money.
I'm buying a parrot. I'm buying a parrot. I'm
good. Eagle flying around
I can't believe
here.
You even bought one. You can steal a parrot.
No, watch this. <That's all right.
laughs> Just get an eagle tattoo.
I got a bird that's going to talk to me.
You even got to go and buy them.
You can steal a parrot. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Junior, that's pretty funny.
That's just the truth. Go to some old people's house. Yeah.
Tommy, you're so stupid.
Shut up, Junior.
You're so stupid spending your money on a parrot. You can steal that.
You can't steal parrots.
Yeah. Everybody know you can't steal an eagle because they eat
macaroni and cheese.
They eat. Shut up, Tommy. You don't know anything about nothing.
So when you're not feeding the mac and cheese, where they getting it from then?
What are you talking about?
That's what I thought.
Let's go to line four. Dr. L out of Chicago.
L.
All right.
Yeah,
yeah,
L.
Kevin fan. You think you profound and sound like today, mentors. You don't learn. Hey, little big man, yo, sexy.
How are you? How you doing, L? I love your vibe. I love your spirit today. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you kick off a morning.
Got up this morning. I heard my sexy little big man. It's too damn darn bad you married. Junior, I got something to make that squeal come out your voice back.
Yeah, there it is. See, you got your best self.
You sure your wife on man? I don't need you every day.
Oh, no. Fresh out the doghouse. I got to be in a different house. I can't do that. Yes, my wife will mind.
Yeah.
Yes, she will. Yeah.
All right, L.
Thank you, though, L. I appreciate your love. Thank you so much.
That was love.
Yeah, that was a different kind of love, but
it was love.
No, you see, I vetoed a piece of that.
You did.
You got to know how to maneuver around that stuff, but it's all good.
Let's go to line five and talk to Bruce out of Texas.
Bruce.
Yo. Good morning, team. How you doing? Kevin, how you feeling, man?
What up with you, Bruce?
Hey, man. I got a two-part question for you.
Yes, sir.
First part. Monique, you friends with her?
Yes, I am.
Second part, you still have a Netflix account?
Do I still have a Netflix account? Yes, I do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Bruce.
Case closed, Bruce.
Good job.
Case closed, Bruce.
We usually only let one part questions get by.
You can have both of them at the same time.
Hey, those were two of the weirdest questions without any response.
All right, let's go to. You gonna ask him a question, Carl? Let's go to line one. Line one, T.
T.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all?
There you go.
What up with you, Mike?
Hey, Cat, what's up, man? It's T, man, from the block, man. What's going on, man?
I'm here in Philadelphia. Is that what I'm hearing right now?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's your boy from Kennington. What's going
on? Okay, there you go. See that? I'm here. Wait, T?
Yeah, T.
Oh, you know him?
Yeah. If it's T that I think it is, I know him.
Is it the T that he know, T?
Is this T?
T?
This T.
What's going on, Ted?
What's going on with you, man?
Hey, man, I just want to wish you, man, nothing but the best. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You nothing but successful, man. Love for you, man.
Hey,
appreciate it, man.
I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate the call. Stand up, Philadelphia. Go Eagles, T. Tell everybody
that
know me from Kennington that I also... I've grown. I'm 5'4".
He would know. He would know about the Eagles.
Well, no, that's he didn't come. He I got the eagle after me and T. Me and T. T came. Let me see. I had the
here come the lie.
Come on,
lie boy.
When I
first got the eagle, that's when the eagle had to go get trained. And that's when me and T connected while he was out training. And then after that, when I went back to my aunt's house for the summer, that's when I got the eagle back.
Okay.
So T has never seen the eagle. No, T. I'm not sure.
T, have you seen the eagle that Kevin used to have? You ever seen my eagle
when I was in Philly, T? I think you might have, maybe.
Yeah.
So everybody from Philly be lying. That's what I'm getting out of it.
No, ain't nobody lying, man. T saw the eagle.
He saw the eagle.
You heard him saying. Matter of fact, I remember the day he saw it because the day I graduated from Kennington, the day my eagle flew back, it was on the roof. And when I came outside, that's when my mom was like, hey, your eagle on the roof. And she gave me my thing to put on my arm, you know, and I was like, yo, I'm so happy I graduated, put my arm out, eagle landed on me, and that's when everybody, my nickname started, and it was Eagle Boy.
What was your eagle's name? Did
you name your eagle?
Yeah.
What was the eagle's name?
Taiwan.
Taiwan.
Taiwan. Taiwan the eagle.
Yeah, eagle boy.
Taiwan yeah, the
I was eagle boy, but Taiwan that was my nickname. I was still eagle. Kevin, but my nickname was Eagle,
eagle boy.
And Taiwan, you know, we gave him that name because he was just like a cool dude, you know, the cool dude, you know what I mean?
Has you and Taiwan ever been in a fight?
Taiwan?
Yeah,
the eagle?
Yeah, 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 Taiwan. Well, it wasn't really a fight. It was an altercation. It was quick. It wasn't nothing crazy. Uh-huh. You know, I got into it. Uh-huh. And Taiwan, you know, at the time, I didn't know that it was illegal to not get his beak shaved down. Uh-huh. So he
so
still had a sharp beak.
Bird?
No, no, no. He still had a sharp beak. So I had a little situation. Taiwan rolled up, pop, pop, gave him two beak hits, right?
Okay.
So
Hold that right there. This is fascinating.
About Taiwan.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just telling y'all what happened in my life.
More phone calls from Kevin. For Kevin, we come back. 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We are back, Steve Harvey Morning Show. Uncle Steve is out, but the one and only Kevin Hart riding with us, Philadelphia, all the way.
All the way, man. Definitely got to give a major shout out to the big fella himself, man. Unc, I appreciate you always opening up your platform to me, letting me come on. Whenever I have anything going on, man, it's always open arms when I come here. I love you guys for it. Always will. Once again, guys, this tour. Get your tickets today, man. Tickets go on sale today. KevinHartNation.com.
Yeah, yeah,
go
yeah.
get your tickets, man. Everywhere.
We're proud of you, boy.
Man.
Proud of you guys.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Irresponsible.
Why am I calling it irresponsible? Well, you know, look, man, my life is open book. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Have you been a little irresponsible?
Well, yeah, I've done a lot of irresponsible things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I just
I
like the fact that I have a platform where I have a microphone and I can talk about my life in great detail. Mm-hmm. I would much rather put my business out there myself than have other people attempt to do it without knowing me in full. So I think it's always better when it comes from me. My fans appreciate it. It's authentic. It's real.
It's raw.
This is... I think this is my best hour material to date. And if you go to Ticketmaster, you look at the reviews, I mean, it's 5 stars all over the board.
Okay.
People are raving about it, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
That's a great thing.
Oh, that's great.
How's the new baby?
The new baby, Kenzo, man. Kenzo's amazing. His big sister's amazing. His big brother's amazing.
Uh-huh.
The fact that I have generations now underneath our belt, it makes me smile on a daily basis. And the fact that I have a family that accepts me and loves me unconditionally, you know, there's just it's a different level of happy that I'm at right now, man, and that household is the reason why. So I'm on a different level of focus, and I'm happy where I am.
There's no place like home.
Yeah, you know, I wish some of my friends would understand where I'm at.
I got some older friends.
Well, you know, when you see people 50 plus, 40 plus, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, talk to them, kid.
Yeah, you know, those people, you just want them to say, man, hey, man, life is too short. Life is too short, man. You know, some people still trying to go out and dance when they wear loafers with jeans. You ever see that old guy that just don't look right in a young environment?
The
old dude that still got the crease in his jeans, or that old guy that wear like the athletic brand caps when he wearing nice clothes. You ever see that?
Yeah.
The old dude that wears a suit and a Nike hat, but it's like a running hat. He don't know the difference.
Right.
Or that old guy that wears a knee brace underneath his suit because he expected to dance tonight. You know, those are the people I'm talking to.
Right.
You know?
Totally
go
understand.
Get yourself an eagle and chill, man. You know, at the end of the day,
just act like you can.
Everybody can.
Eagle will settle you down. Because the upkeep, it take a lot to take care of an eagle, man.
We would buy them. Where can we get one?
Well, I'm not going to give y'all that type.
You got the eagle number. We don't have the eagle
number. I'm not going to give y'all that type. I'll tell you what, though.
What?
It'll set this station off if y'all get an eagle.
That's our mascot.
Y'all get an eagle, and the eagle just chill in the corner. It don't have to do nothing. Eagles, if you train it right, it'll do what you want.
Tickets on sale today for Kevin Hart's Irresponsible Tour. Go
Thank
to Kevin Hart Nation.
KevinHartNation.com.
We love you, Kev.
Thank you. I love you back.
Yes, sir.
Eagles. Thank you, bro.
Hey, do me a favor, got to stop because I don't want Monica to say Eagles again because her breath ain't been right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Whoa. We are back.
Yeah. What a morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, you guys, we were talking. You know, Kevin had to go, and we shout out to Kevin Hart again for kicking
Kevin
it with
Hart.
Us all
Big ups,
Kevin.
Morning long. But Detroit, we talked about the Super Bowl, but we didn't talk about the big trade yet.
Oh, with Blake,
Blake Griffin.
Oh, with Blake.
Yeah, NBA. Yeah.
He was caught by surprise, you know that. He'd had no earthly idea.
Wow. I think Doc Rivers was caught by surprise, too.
Yeah.
So what happened, Junior? What
everybody.
Yeah. What happened?
Oh, they traded to Detroit. Here's the sad part about it, though, is that just about a year ago, remember they locked DeAndre Jordan down in Houston?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They had DeAndre Jordan. Made DeAndre Jordan not sign with the Mavericks to come back. Because they said Blake was going to be there, Chris Paul was going to be there. Chris Paul gone.
With the Clippers.
Yeah, with the Clippers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chris Paul gone.
Uh-huh.
And now DeAndre stuck.
With the Clippers.
With the Clippers. And they got rid of Blake. But here's the crazy part about it.
Can we get DeAndre? Can Houston get
after
him?
After this season, we could.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Now, here's the sad part about this, though. In the offseason, they told Blake they wanted him there. They gave him the pitch, gave him the money, gave him everything.
And they being the Clippers.
The Clippers. And then they trade him out of nowhere. He didn't even know.
It's a setup.
No, he didn't know.
So he had no clue.
He's been with the Clippers since he started, right?
Oh, man, yeah.
Had
no idea.
Okay,
Oklahoma just retired his jersey.
This is what he tweeted.
At college.
Uh-huh.
In college. Mm-hmm. Well, Detroit are selling the Blake Griffin jersey.
Yeah.
Immediately. This morning.
They printed them up last week. He be here.
This is what Blake Griffin tweeted. I like his tweet. It was classy.
It was graceful on the
classy way
out.
Classy, yeah. Needed a night to digest and reflect on what happened. From being a number one pick to Lob City to six straight playoff appearances, I am so proud to have been a part of the success of the Clippers organization. L.A. has been my home since I started in the league, and I will be forever grateful to the city for embracing me and supporting me. To the fans, you have been awesome every step of the way. Thank you for your years of support. Now I'm ready for the next chapter, getting to work and helping the Detroit Pistons make a run in the Eastern Conference.
Wow.
Great.
That's how you bow out. That's how you do it.
Class act tweet.
That's an exit.
So y'all believe it?
Oh, he didn't write that.
That's from the heart.
You think that sounded like Blake?
He didn't write that.
You know, his agent wrote that.
Okay.
What
did Blake
say?
I'll be damned. I tell you what. First chance I get.
I'm knocking Doc Rivers out.
Doc didn't do this.
Because it was a surprise to him at the press conference. He was like, he hates these kinds of things because he develops relationships with the players.
Right.
You know, good or bad. And he was
the business.
Like, it's just the business. Yeah.
I mean, how would you feel if you got transferred off your job?
Well, I'm letting y'all know now, if you move me out of here.
Yeah, see?
All this on fire. I'm telling
everybody.
I don't mean no harm. I'm sorry. I'm not trying.
Black people always talk about setting something on fire. Yeah, I ain't going to do nothing.
Because I'm going to borrow the gas can. I ain't got none of the stuff I need.
I ain't got none of the stuff I need. Some matches.
Who got a lighter? I can't. But once I get it lit up, y'all better get moving out this building.
What did LeBron say about it, though? He had something to say. He said it was perceived as a double standard when it comes to loyalty. He said that.
Oh, there's no loyalty.
Yeah.
Wow. This is business.
All right. Wow. We'll be back with more of the show right after this. Stick around, okay?
Just one more thing.
Just one more thing.
Me?
Yeah.
What?
Killing everybody.
One more of my thing?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Ooh. Well, Steve Harvey is not here today.
No.
This is usually the time. Yeah, he has a day off today. Mm-hmm. He deserves that. Usually the time that he does his closing remarks. But in light of the fact that our president gave his very first State of the Union address last night.
Uh-huh. Oh, and let's thank Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin Hart.
Outstanding.
Such a great brother, definitely.
Man.
We love you, Kevin.
Make sure you get your tickets for the Irresponsible Tour. Mm-hmm. On
Kevin
sale.
Hart
today.
Nation. Yeah, on sale today. KevinHartNation.com.
120 plus cities.
Yes. That's big. So he's coming to a city near you.
Yeah.
Just to make you laugh.
Go on, boy.
Thank you, Kevin.
I'm proud of you.
We love you, Kevin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go Eagles.
Eagles. All right, but as I was saying, in light of the fact that our president gave his very first State of the Union address last night.
Right.
We here at the Steve Harvey Morning Show thought that it was only fitting that we do our State of the Union address, our style.
Okay.
Yeah. State of the Nephew is more what that is.
Okay.
What? Yes.
State of the Nephew.
I thought it was like State of the Show.
You want to just do it?
Yeah, it's the state of the nephew.
Oh, you're just going to do it. Oh. Did you hear this?
Bring me out, Jim. Bring me out.
That's not what I had in mind.
Shirley and Carl!
Yes?
Get up there, Jim.
Mr. President of Stupid! Nephew Tommy!
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't clap for him, Kat.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everyone can be seated. Thank you.
We are seated.
Thank you. I call upon all of us to set aside our differences, to seek out common ground, and to summon the unity we need to deliver for the people we were elected to be stupid.
Don't clap, Junior!
You're just stupid. We didn't elect you.
Now listen to me closely here.
You lost the popular vote. Seriously. By 3 million.
I used to think
that
I could not go on. And life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. Yeah. When I pause, y'all applaud. Yeah.
Well, baby, you can call me a Democrat because I'm not clapping.
When I pause, y'all applaud.
I got your time.
If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. Applause.
Oh, Junior, the only one. Sorry. I wish I would.
Right there.
I'm trying to figure out.
Yes.
I believe I can fly.
I knew it. Get to the hook.
I believe I can touch the sky.
You're a plagiarist.
I think about it every night and day.
And Melania.
Spread my wings and fly away.
She doesn't like you.
Yeah.
I believe I can soar.
Excuse me. Junior,
I see me running through that open door.
Soar like an eagle.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Applause.
This is your State of the Union address to the people?
The State of the Nephew.
If you don't sit down with that one.
State of the Nephew. Now you stop and you pay attention.
Okay, come on.
See, I was on the verge of breaking down.
Yeah, I've been there.
I'm right there right now.
Sometimes silence can seem so loud.
Is it loud in here?
There are miracles in life I must achieve.
You gotta touch them.
But first, I know it starts inside of me.
Ooh. Now look at him. Look at Junior. Mike
is a Republican.
Mike Pence over there.
Yeah.
Vice President.
You feeling it?
I feel you, Tommy.
If I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it.
Man, this the reason why black stupidity up right here. Just the reason right here.
Come on, boy, now.
You raise it up 15%. Go ahead, man.
Now you sound like the president. With
yeah, what's all this
pausing.
Your energy.
You know, we want to take time right now and have a stupid moment. There is a young gentleman from Omaha, Nebraska, that we brought in to show some great stupidity that he established in Omaha.
This is the State of the Nephew.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was sitting there in his room at his mama's house, 42 years old, with his car parked outside.
Who is this? Who lived with his mama at 42?
This is Tyrone Antoine Jenkins. We brought him here tonight because Tyrone was in the back room at his mom's house, and you know what he said to himself?
What did he say?
How can I transfer money that is in my mind to my bank account?
I love it, Tyrone.
I love it, Ty.
That was Tyrone from Omaha, Nebraska. And we want to take time. Tyrone, great statement you made to yourself. A great statement indeed.
Money from your mind into your account.
Yes, yes.
You ain't got it.
Now let's leave there and go down to Montgomery, Alabama, where Leroy Patterson, you know what he said?
What?
Leroy Patterson is sitting on the front porch, and Leroy Patterson said, if they are only aware of a few things, then it's a few things they will understand.
Huh? That's that Leroy, that boy.
Montgomery, Alabama. That's Leroy Patterson, stand for us, please. Once again, what did Leroy say? He says, if they are only aware of a few things,
Junior,
then it's a few things they will understand. That's a man right there.
Not deep.
That's making a strong point in stupidity society
yeah,
today.
He is. Look at my face. I look just like Nancy Pelosi last night. We are the Congressional Black Caucus up in here.
On our way out.
Yes.
Before we leave.
Uh-huh. Register to vote. Oh, what?
Register for stupid and stop yourself from stopping yourself.
It's over.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.